James chapter 2. The royal law, verse 8. If you are fulfilling the royal law, what is that? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You're doing well. But if on that you show partiality, he goes on to say, verse 10, you're guilty of all. You got zero. So there's a royal law. It's the law of love. It's not sisters veiling their head or not having ornaments or not collecting a salary when you preach. No. Don't get occupied with these trivialities. That I can love everyone from my heart. I'd rather have a preacher who collects salary for preaching and loves everybody than another CFC elder who does not collect a salary, but he's got some inability to love somebody. Which is better? You can't love your brother-in-law, mother-in-law, but you don't collect a salary. Worthless. Go and collect a salary, brother, and love. You must have relative understanding what is important. The reason I emphasize this is we value all these little things in CFC, but I fear that we are straining at mosquitoes and swallowing camels. Jesus said that. Strain at little things. I don't do this. I don't do that. And swallowing camels. What is a camel? An unloving attitude towards someone. That's a camel. What is the beam in the eye? It's an unloving attitude. And you can take a speck out of the other person's eye. In that church, the women don't veil their heads. In that church, the preachers collect a salary. Okay, that's right. That's a speck in their eye. I agree, it must be removed. But what about this beam in your eye that you can't love somebody? You can't forgive someone? You keep a grudge against someone because somebody treated you badly some time ago? What's the use saying, I don't have a speck in my eye? I've got a beam in my eye. This is what we should concentrate on in 2018. I hope you will see it as a prophetic word from the Lord for you. Don't strain out mosquitoes. First get rid of the camels. Don't try to pick specks out of other people's eyes. Get rid of the beam in your eye. That means the way you look at somebody. In your heart, I mean. The way you consider that person. And if you find somebody it's very difficult to love, I'll tell you what you should do. Here's the solution. It's like you'd go to a doctor and say, Doctor, I've tried so long to get rid of this disease. I can't get rid of it. The doctor says, I can cure you if you will submit to my treatment. Say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and give me your nature of love. Otherwise, I can never do this. I mean, there are a lot of people I've been serving the Lord more than 50 years, and I can imagine, particularly the type of standards we preach. I'm sure I'm the target of the devil and target of many people whom the devil tries to use to accuse me and tell lies and all that. But I can say before God, I love all of them. I don't have fellowship with 90% of them, just like Jesus, but I love all of them. I can stand before God and say, I don't have an unforgiving attitude towards one human being in the world. I don't have an unloving attitude toward one human being in the world. I don't have fellowship with 99% of people. That's another thing. Just like Jesus didn't have. But love, as far as love. The law is not have fellowship. The law is love. So pursue that. Pursue love in this coming year more than anything else. And if your doctrine is superior to others, remember God will expect more from you than those people. And let's leave these other people alone and say, Lord, let me work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. One of the greatest, saddest things rather that I've seen in many CFC brothers and even in some elders And I think of all the more than 130 elders we have in CFC churches. I can see that some of them are not judging themselves. Even elder brothers. You can make out, how is this guy still in the same level as I see him 1 year ago, 2 years ago? He's not judging himself. He's not cleansing himself. You know, another odor comes out of us. An aroma of Christ will come out more and more. Not perfection, but a little more Christ-like aroma in our language and in our attitude. It's easy to change our language, but it's attitude. Work on your attitude to people. In very simple language, I would say, dear brothers and sisters, work out your salvation from wrong attitudes that you have towards anybody. Start with the small in this church. Let's start with this church. Don't try to go to the other places first. Start with the church. You know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. So start with the smallest circle and say, Lord, I want to have a good attitude. I may not have fellowship with everybody here. Some people don't want to have fellowship. It's fine. I have to honestly say, I'm not equally close to all of you. That's the truth. I believe my attitude is clear, but if there's something wrong in your attitude, if you're not walking in the light with God, we won't have fellowship. That's true. I can still love you, but we won't have fellowship. And I have to honestly say, I don't have equal fellowship with everybody. It's not true. I don't have equal fellowship. So, that's a fact. And you will not have equal fellowship with everybody because it depends on how much that person is willing to walk in the light. How much that person is willing to get rid of bad thoughts, wrong attitudes, partiality and things like that. If not, my fellowship with that person will be limited. But give me a brother who's radical against everything unchristlike in his life. Our fellowship will just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. I don't mean the time we spend together. Fellowship is not, I can have fellowship with somebody I don't meet for a whole year. Wonderful fellowship. As soon as we meet, it's as if we had been together the whole year. Because it's attitude that determines it. So dear brothers and sisters, let's make this coming year a year when we work on our attitude and say, Lord, I am going to pursue after love. And I'm not going to produce Ishmaels and say, here, Lord, accept this, which is my struggle. And I've struggled enough. And I've not succeeded. I succeed in one area and I've completely failed in another area. And then you tell me that I got zero in the whole thing. So what's use my glorying that I succeeded here? I want your nature. Give me your nature, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I don't want the product of my own efforts. And please show me, Lord, what is an Ishmael and what is an Isaac in my life? What is my struggling doing something and what is your writing your law in my mind and your heart? I believe it was not at all difficult for Jesus to love anybody. And I believe that is one way in which I know God has done a work in me. And I'll find it easy to love people who are unlovely or repulsive. Okay. Maybe not in perfection, but it's going to get easier and easier and easier and easier. But if you find in a certain area, your attitude remains the same. You know that despite all the wonderful doctrines we hear in CFC, it hasn't changed your life. I say this plainly, my dear brothers and sisters, because I fear many of us are going to get a big shock when we stand before the Lord. And we thought we were so spiritual, so much better than some of those other people in those other churches. And when the Lord comes and reveals the hearts of everyone, the story may be completely different. I don't want you to get a shock in that day. That's why I'm speaking the truth in love. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And say, Lord, I will never be satisfied till your nature of love has taken over my heart. I know I will not be perfect till Christ comes again, but I wanted to take over my heart a little more in this year than has ever happened till now.